A convicted killer in Malaysia has made explosive allegations that orders to murder a young model came from the former Prime Minister Najib Razak. In a document apparently lodged with Malaysia's federal court, Azila Hadri claims he was only following orders when he and another man killed the Mongolian woman 13 years ago. But Najib Razak insists it's all a fabrication. Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Allegations about Najib Razak's involvement in murder aren't new. Rumours have swirled for years, ever since a Mongolian model, Altantuya Sharibu, was shot dead in a forest outside Kuala Lumpur in 2006 and her body blown up with military-grade explosives. Two former policemen were sentenced to death for murder, but until now neither would say on the record who ordered the killing. Now, from his death row prison cell, one of them, Azila Hadri, has written a purported statutory declaration in a bid to seek a retrial. And in it, he makes the explosive allegation that the order to kill came directly from Najib Razak, who was then Malaysia's Deputy Prime Minister, or DPM. Azila Hadri writes,
"The DPM then instructed me to carry out a covert operation to arrest and destroy the spy secretly, and destroy her body using explosives. I asked the DPM what he meant by arrest and destroy the foreign spy, and he responded, shoot to kill, indicating a neck cut signal."
The 17-page document details the alleged circumstances surrounding the model's killing. Azila Hadri says Najib Razak had accused Altantuya Sharibu of being a foreign spy. The ABC has seen the text of the stat deck, but not the document itself. But a lawyer long involved in the case, Amarik Sidhu, says sweeping political and judicial changes since Azila's conviction and Najib's ousting from power last year mean the chance of a retrial are high.
The case will have to be fixed for hearing before the federal court. And this is where it's going to be interesting, because the Attorney General's chambers will have to be represented. And I cannot see them objecting to the application. And if there's a retrial and Azila gives evidence, he will point the finger at Najib.
And a retrial would almost certainly have implications for the other man convicted, Cyril Azar Umar, who's locked up in Sydney's Villawood Detention Centre. Australia won't deport him to Malaysia as long as he faces the death penalty. The ABC has tried to contact him, but lawyer Amarik Sidhu predicts Cyril will almost certainly back Azila's claims.
If his conviction is set aside, Cyril's conviction should be set aside as well. It's a little bit hazy what is going to happen with Cyril, but I cannot see him refuting what Azila has said.
Najib Razak, who's already on trial for corruption during his years as Prime Minister, has vehemently denied the latest allegations. He's told Malaysian media claims he ordered the young woman's murder are a complete fabrication by a desperate person seeking to escape the gallows. And he's questioned why the information has only come out now, more than a decade after her death. It's understood Azila's application for review and possible retrial will go before Malaysia's federal court today.
Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker.